Broadcasting live from an Airstream somewhere in Tornado Alley, bringing you the people, places, and stories from the Panhandle to the Red River. This is your Only in Oklahoma show.
And welcome to the show today. We're headed out to Ponca City to get a glimpse of the downtown revitalization and to run in fear from the goblins on Grand. I'm Brett.
And I am Harley.
What's new?
Dude, this show is...
kind of family friendly.
It is kind of family friendly.
We don't do that very often.
Well, we do.
No, we stay away from our families while we make this show.
Oh, that's true.
There's a difference in family. If you asked our family if it's family friendly, they would say, hell no, it's not. I never see them.
Which may be the most family-friendly thing we could do.
Which is why the only thing we could talk about is last year.
I'm going to say I'm hoping that the weather is better this year. I know the last time I took the kids out to a festival, it was last year. It was cold. It was colder than a well digger's ass.
Yes, it was, boy. I don't remember the last time. I think I've done Haunt the Zoo a few times and the weather was decent, but the weather just has been really inconsistent over the last few years during Halloween. I remember one time when we were kids, remember when there was ice?
I don't remember that.
You don't?
I think you're making that up.
No, I didn't, man. It was crazy. They canceled Halloween. We couldn't trick or treat.
They canceled the 31st of October?
Well, they didn't cancel the 31st, but they canceled the opportunity for us to get some candies.
I think your mom just told you that. She's like, nope, they canceled it. Sorry. You don't get to be Spider-Man.
But yeah, I think last year it was rainy, wasn't it?
I don't know if it was last year or the year before where it was just super cold.
I don't like when weather is preventative of me doing things that are fun.
Our next guest. Now, I think.
Yeah?
That our next guest really knows how to put on a show. So I'm guessing the weather's probably going to be afraid of her. Chelsea McConnell at Main Street Ponca. Coming up next.
All right, 6 goes into 7. 1 is... God, I'm so frustrated. I'm scared to death. I'm an independent contractor, and I don't want to get punched in the jimmy by the IRS.
Brett, why don't you give our buddy Justin over at the Holiday Tax Group a call? One of their specialties is tax preparation and planning. And then on top of that, if you have a run-in with the IRS, they're going to have your back.
Perfect. But how do I find them?
You can reach them at holidaytaxgroup.com. And if the independent contractor thing works out for you, they also do estate planning. So they got you back on that one as well.
Oh, thank goodness. Thanks for the advice. That's holidaytaxgroup.com. Holiday with two L's. Well, we've got another Main Street on the move, and this time it's Ponca City. They've got the Goblins on Grand coming up Thursday, October 24th, and here to give us the lowdown on downtown, it's Chelsea McConnell. Chelsea, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
So a lot of things going on in Ponca, specifically in Main Street. You guys just had some Main Street Awards, what was it, last week?
We did. We had our awards banquet Friday night for our local awards nominations here. We had 9 winners. It was a great evening. We had about 100 guests attend our awards event in downtown Ponca City at a newly renovated building called City Central, and it was just a great evening.
Now, City Central also won the award for Best Revitalization. Is that true?
They did. That was a project of our Ponca City Development Authority. They bought that building a few years ago and have been rehabbing it ever since. They put in a conference center on the bottom floor with an event space and breakout rooms, and that has a commercial kitchen, and that's actually where we hosted our awards ceremony. And then they also have a co-working space on the first floor and a courtyard where they're hosting events, and it's actually like a 5-story building, so there are offices in there as well. It's a great space.
So, Chelsea, I noticed something about someone being awarded a Main Street Hero Award, David Thomas.
Yes.
What is this? Did he rescue some people from a burning building or
a cat out of a tree?
Not quite, but in our eyes, something equally as awesome. Dave Thomas is one of the founders of Vortex Alley Brewing. They're a nano brewery here in downtown Ponca City, and we were in need of a new annual fundraiser last year. And at the end of the year, Dave came to our group with the idea for a brew fest that we could hold downtown.
Oh, wow.
And he kind of guided us through. We're great at event planners, you know, and planning events, that kind of thing. But we didn't know anything about beer or brewing or any of the things that we needed on that end to create this event. And Dave guided us through that. And in our first year, we raised almost $15,000. So
that's
in
awesome.
Our eyes, that's, yeah, That's a hero.
Absolutely. I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but he also founded Wendy's. I'm just saying.
He did that. Thomas. You may need to, I don't know.
Fact check that, but I'm pretty sure.
I mean, they've added some new menu items. I'm not really married to those yet, but any guy named Dave that does beer is a hero already. So, but I got to ask you, just kind of, I was cherry picking some of the categories. Best business of the year goes to the Doodle Academy. What is the Doodle Academy?
The Doodle Academy was created by a local artist, and it's just a place for people to go and do art. So she has like open doodle on Friday afternoons, and kids can come and doodle for free. But then her specialty is ceramics. So she has a ton of different ceramic pieces that you can go and paint, and then she'll fire. So like you could take your kiddo, they could pick out a really cool dragon that's maybe also a piggy bank, and they paint it. You leave it, and Alina Jennings is her name. She would fire it. You'd pick it up a few days later, and your kid has this awesome thing that they created that they get to keep. And she sells a lot of local art as well, so she kind of provides gallery space for a ton of our local artists. So it's just a great space, and it's right across from our historic theater downtown, the Ponkin Theater.
So it sounds like you guys have got a lot going on downtown. It sounds really cool. You've got a whole lot of new businesses and new projects. It's really kind of interesting, but I do think that we have something more important to talk about. You apparently have a goblin infestation on Grand.
That is true. Our annual Goblins on Grand Halloween Carnival is next Thursday night, the 24th, from 5:30 to 7:30. We have about 55 booths signed up so far. We only have space for 59, so we're doing awesome on our signups, and that's just a great testament to the wonderful organizations and businesses in town that sign up to host those game booths. So we'll have cakewalks and a witch dance and ping pong ball games and witch's brew and witch hats and ring tosses and beanbag tosses, just all sorts of people dressed up and games for the kiddos to play, and they'll hand out candy. And usually we have anywhere from about 1,500 to 2,500 goblins that head downtown all dressed up for this event.
So ping pong ball games, is it because beer pong is copyrighted and we can't say beer pong? Or is it like
well,
gold?
Well, they're kids.
I'm just checking. Okmulgee had cornhole, so I guess ping pong ball games is a lot safer anyway. So
yes.
You got food trucks out there.
Yeah.
Man.
We've got three food trucks coming for goblins. We've got one that's a local truck called Dapper Dog, and he specializes in gourmet hot dogs with like all the toppings. They're amazing. And then we've got a few from out of town. One's called I Don't Know, I Don't Care. They do like burgers, tacos, sandwiches, really fun like chicken and pork and steak sandwiches. And then another one called Spot On Mobile Kitchen out of Stillwater. And they do like fries and Tex-Mex and really fun savory items. They kind of look at the event they're coming to and see what kind of food isn't there, and then they cater their menu to be that because they can do pretty much anything. So we should have a really great variety. And then we do have another truck coming that one of our businesses is hosting for free. So there's going to be snow cones and hot chocolate handed out as well.
We actually did just try the food truck I Don't Know, I Don't Care at the Chickasha Food Truck Championship.
Yeah, they came in second place.
Nice.
Yeah, so you've got a winner.
Awesome.
For sure.
Yeah, you're in for a treat.
Oh, I'm excited about that. I always like to try something from every truck, you know, just quality control. As the head of the event, you have to check out all the food.
You have to test for poison. I know, I do that myself.
Sure.
So
yeah,
question, this is different.
Yeah,
you guys are having vision screenings for kids. That's unheard of.
Yeah. Well, our local Lions group participates every year and does that for our community. They're a great group, and we make sure to give them extra space because it's just a great service that they can come and do for our community. The kids still get to play a game with the Lions. They've got a great group of volunteers.
And then I have one other thing I noticed that I was curious about. The glow booth. What is a glow booth?
We sell, this event is also part of a fundraiser for Ponca City Main Street, so we sell all sorts of glow-in-the-dark items for the kids. So we've got like swords and googly eyes and bouncy balls and any weird little thing that a little kid might want that glows in the dark, we sell that night. And it's a great way to raise a little bit of additional money for Main Street, and it also offers just a little bit extra for those kids who want something other than candy.
Well, I'm traditionally a scaredy cat. This kind of sounds something that's a little bit more Halloween without too much scares. I think I'm on board. Sign me up. I mean, you had me at food trucks and then ping pong ball or what? Ping pong ball games. So I think, yeah.
There you go. And it's also hard to beat seeing all the little kids dressed up in their costumes. They really enjoy coming down. It's just a great, really feel-good community event. I hear that every year when we host this event.
Well, it's coming up quick. What's the best way for people to find out more information, schedule of events, that sort of thing?
Our Facebook page is a great tool. We've got a Goblins on Grand event on Facebook. We have our Ponca City Main Street Facebook page. They can go to downtownponcacity.com. There's info there. And then they can always contact me through the website or through Facebook as well. And I'm happy to answer any questions or anything I can to help get people here.
Well, Chelsea, it looks like you got a great event coming up. And it looks like you've got a calendar full, at least closing out the year and moving into 2020. We really appreciate you coming on. And we love what you're doing up there.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I appreciate you guys taking the time.
All right, so this is a lot. This is a lot to talk about, a lot to take in. Can you handle it? It's a mouthful.
It's a mouthful?
Well, yeah. I mean, I want to make sure there's nothing that's too hard. I
don't want you. Oh, big words. I'm hoping that none of the mistakes made it into the show, so nobody knows what you're talking about right now.
Well, Ponca's gone through a revitalization. Perhaps the show needs to go through one as well.
Maybe I need a speech revitalization.
Yeah, they've done a lot with what they've got up there. I mean, Chelsea's done a bang-up job getting the community and businesses together. And
Dave Thomas, I mean, when he's not running Wendy's.
Well, his daughter runs it.
Oh.
He just cracks the whip.
Okay.
But yeah, when he's not, he's a hero.
I like the guy.
I do. I like
his burgers.
I mean, honestly, in all seriousness, the guy, I mean, he's helped resurrect a town, basically.
I agree. Now, something we didn't talk about with Chelsea.
What's that?
The Grand Cigar and Lounge. Now, I know that's not really family friendly. You're not going to take your little ghosts and goblins to the cigar and lounge.
Because secondhand smoke is bad, but yes.
Dude. Any town that can support that place, you've got to go look at it. I'm going to put a link in the show notes. You got to go check it out.
Super cool. Yeah.
It looks awesome.
It's hip. I think we could hang out there. We're just hip enough.
I think we would get kicked out for not being hip enough.
True. I need maybe a tighter pant.
Tapered?
Tapered.
Is that what they're doing now?
No, that's called skinny. It's not called skinny. Tapered.
Sorry.
But I think we could pull it off.
I see people wearing mom jeans from like the 80s.
For fun.
Like, I'm confused. I don't know what is cool anymore.
Yeah, I would definitely. I'm not a smoker, but I'd smoke a cigar for sure.
Well, if you're not into cigars, it is a full bar inside and out.
Oh, yeah, man.
Looks gorgeous. It's all leather and cool people.
In the way the weather's going right now, you could probably sit outside until November, December if it keeps it up.
Or it could start snowing tomorrow.
It could.
It's Oklahoma.
It was snowing in Washington this week. So, yeah, anything is possible.
Yeah, but anyway, great event out there in Ponca City. Really love what you guys are doing. Super excited to come check out Ponca City and the changes that you guys have made.
Absolutely. So invite us up. We'll come hang out with you.
We need an invite.
We need an invite, and we'll do a...
And we need a free vision screening.
I do. My glasses are... It's time. You're supposed to do it once a year. It's been two and a half years. So, yeah, I need to come up there and get me a spooky a spooky vision screening. Find out how scary
probably
my...
probably just hand out those glasses that have, like, the spinning, like the...
Yeah, like this, they have the little, what is it, the hypnosis glasses?
Right.
Yeah.
Like, everybody gets a pair of those.
You know, there was a time when I believed in x-ray glasses.
I think I did, too, but I probably figured it out much earlier than you.
You're probably
like 25, and you're like, dude, x-ray glasses.
But my prescription is strong enough, you would think I would have x-ray vision at this point.
Well, I think if you hold them up into the sunlight, you could probably burn stuff with them, but I don't think that's the same effect you were looking for there.
No, I think if I stared directly into the sun, I would die. Well, if you're looking for something out of town to do for Halloween, it's family friendly, pet friendly. All the shops are going to be open for business. Go down, get yourself a free vision screening. Check out what Ponca City has to offer. We've got links in the show notes. Speaking of show notes.
Yes. Show notes.
I mean, here we go again.
Do I have more to type up?
No.
Oh.
Alms for the poor. Help us. Support us.
Help us help you.
Help us help you.
Help us help you keep us on the air.
We're on every possible link. Spotify, iHeart.
Yes. If it's on the internet and makes noise, you can find us there.
Yes.
And you should like it, and you should review it, and you should share it.
You need Wi-Fi to download the app, but you don't need Wi-Fi to listen to the show. So I'm just telling you, if you're new to this internet thing, this information superhighway that everybody's talking about and raving about, get in the know, folks. There's this newfangled idea out there. Thanks, Al Gore. You've got mail. Well, anyway, it's the Only in OK Show. You know where to find us.
OnlyInOKShow.com.
You're not going to throw .com on there and at least brand it
a little bit?
Use the whole thing?
.com.
Oh. Our job is done here. I'm Brett.
And I am Harley. .com. Turn off the listening device.
Grandma, top left-hand corner.
This is not for you. This is private stuff.
Flip phone, close it.
Turn off your jitterbug.